Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio this morning, I have some folks who are going to be at Sitka Community Theater's Broadway Night, which is happening this Friday, 6:30 p.m. at the Odessa Theater. Shannon Hoagland, Rhiannon Gavon, and Jessica Minari. Welcome to Morning Edition, everyone.
Good morning, Melissa.
Morning.
Well, I was going to actually start with a show tune from the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, which is actually another production of Sitka Community Theater, which we'll talk about. But it's particularly pertinent to this conversation because, Jessica, you're going to be singing a tune from that Broadway musical. Can you talk a bit about what you'll be singing on Broadway night this Friday?
Sure. I'll be singing Woe Is Me, and it's a song sung by a character who's a girl, and like a young girl, and she's at the spelling bee, and she really wants to win. She feels like winning the spelling bee will make her a star and will make up for other areas in life that she hasn't found success in, that other people think she should be good at. And so she just really wants to win the spelling bee.
Have you sung Broadway tunes before? Is this something that you do, or is this new for you?
Performing at Broadway Night is new for me, and I've only really sung Broadway songs just to myself or with friends for fun.
So now you're going to be on stage for the first time singing, and how are you feeling about that?
I'm excited. It's a fun song, so, and I know the community is a kind one, so I'm excited about it.
Well, we're going to hear just a snippet of what you will be singing, so hold on just one second.
I'd just like to take one moment to thank my two fathers who've been so supportive of me and all of my endeavors. Thanks, Dad!
We hate losers.
No one likes a loser.
Which is why we discipline. God hates losers.
But he loves you.
Because losers do not know how to
win.
And we have faith in you.
All right, so this is what you're going to be singing on Broadway night on Friday. And you're sort of a newcomer to the stage singing Broadway tunes. Shannon, are there a lot of newcomers this year for Broadway night?
Well, the origins of Broadway night was kind of for newcomers. We started it originally as a fundraiser, but we also thought it would be fun for people in the community to see people they were used to seeing on the street sing, like, you know, we were hoping they would say, I didn't know John Stein could sing, and I didn't know P.J. Ford Slack could sing. And it's kind of evolved over the years where people actually want to sing at Broadway night. And so it's a little different this year. I would say half the performers have never sung at Broadway night. And they were people I did run into on the street, but they happened to be actual performers. We have a lot of people from the fine arts camp. I'm afraid there might be some confusion that it's a fine arts camp event. It kind of is. It's kind of a co-sponsored event. It's a Greater Sitka Arts Council, which the community theater is part of. We do have a number of returning people. There's two or three that have sung in every single Broadway night. And then we have some kids who've never performed before Broadway night, and a number of adults who are joining us for the first time this year. They just thought they'd give it a try, but they are bona fide singers.
So this is bringing Broadway to Sitka and and giving Sitkans an opportunity to get up there on the stage. Rhiannon, what about you? Have you sung at Broadway night before?
I have. This is my second year at Broadway night. I missed last year because I had laryngitis and had actually no voice at all. So I'm excited to be returning this year to sing. It's always a really fun event for me because I'm a total Broadway fanatic. So,
what will you be singing?
I'll be singing a piece called Always Better, which is from a new musical, Bridges of Madison County, that came out in 2014. It's kind of a downer, but but very beautiful. So I'm excited about it.
And this also sort of in a way ties into the production of Spelling Bee. Can you talk a bit about that? Auditions are coming up for that.
Yeah, we're super excited. We're going to be doing the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee for Community Theater. It's the first musical that Community Theater has done in, Shannon, you said over 20 years?
It must be about that, yeah.
Yeah, so I've been bugging Shannon for a while about doing a musical, and she's nodding. And this year, we just decided we were going to make it happen, so we started meeting about it back in November, December, and trying to figure out how to make that happen and put all the pieces together, and it's all working out, which is really, really exciting. So we're having auditions this weekend, Sunday at 4 p.m., and Monday at 6 p.m., and then we'll have callbacks on Tuesday at 6 p.m., and this is in the Rasmussen building on the Sitka Fine Arts campus.
It might be at 4:30. it's in the community calendar, kcaw.org. There was a poster here at the station. I don't know what's happened to it, but...
But you can find
You can find it on community calendar.
And what roles are you auditioning for? What kind of roles?
Yeah, the show is about a spelling bee. And so there's some adult characters who are the facilitators of the spelling bee, but most of the characters are children, 12-year-olds in around there, who all have very distinct and interesting characters and interesting backstories that you get to hear about. You get to hear about their quirks and their neuroses and insecurities and hopes and dreams all through the songs. And there's some really fun group numbers and really fun solo pieces. And yeah, it's a really great show.
So two opportunities to be involved in Broadway coming up this weekend. So Friday, it's Broadway night, 6:30 p.m. at the Odessa Theater. Hear Sitkins sing Broadway tunes. What should people expect when they walk through those doors to the Odessa Theater? What's it going to be like in there?
It's going to be kind of a cabaret atmosphere. We have all the tables set up at the from the Fine Arts Camp, and we tried to make it not too crowded. We are only selling 120 tickets, and people will, you know, hand over their ticket. I'm guessing it's going to be sold out, so don't show up at the door. Go to Old Harbor, and you will, you know, pick out your seat. You have a half hour at 6 o'clock to get settled, and there is going to be food provided by the Nugget. They are a caterer, and then you get two glasses of wine with your ticket. So it's supposed to be a very relaxed, it feels a little frenzied at first when you're trying to find your table and you want to sit with your friends. But you'll see when you go through the door that you know most of the people there, I'm guessing. And I'm watching the people buying tickets. It's an all-ages crowd. We have a lot of young helpers, so it's not going to look, you know, it's not going to look hugely geriatric there. It'll be young and lively, young at heart, and actually young people.
It'll be a diverse crowd.
Yeah, and the performers will be sitting in the audience. They will, you know, be ready to sing their song. They won't be backstage until right before their song. So you'll see a lot of people kind of dressed up for performance. Andrew Hames is our MC, so you might see him walking around. His family will be attending. I don't know. It's a really fun evening, and it's a really early evening. And so, you know, the show starts at 6:30, and so the show's usually over by 8, and then the audience generally, like, sticks around, and, you know, they might use their last drink ticket and help clean up, and I don't know, it's a really, really friendly crowd, and it's a really tolerant crowd, because I'm usually operating the CD player, and it's not a perfect system, I have to say. So it's not, like, a tight show like some of the shows you might see at the PAC, but... Yeah, people are just, you know, super in a good mood, I would say. Okay. Lively.
And then Jessica and Rhiannon, you'll be performing and tying into auditions on Saturday for the upcoming musical Spelling Bee. And Jessica, are you going to be auditioning for that, do you think?
I am. I'm excited to audition. And, yeah, I'd like to be a part in any way possible. And I hope other people audition as well, because it's going to be a fun show.
Okay, well, we're going to attempt to go out with another tune from the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee in honor of Friday and Saturday's Broadway themes. This is called Goodbye. And thank you, everyone, Rhiannon Gavin, Jessica Minari, and Shannon Hoagland for coming in this
morning.
Thank
you, Melissa. Thank you.